The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Chav Ches, Hilchos Chodesh Elul. Sifim Yud Beis Lutez Zayin. Sif Yud Beis. Harbe Noigim Lisanois Bases Yimei Tshuva. Many people have a minig to fast the entire Ses Yimei Tshuva. Olafisha Chaseim Daud Yomim She'enum Nisanim Behem. And since we're missing 4 days that we can't fast, we want to fast 10 times for each of the 10 days between that are during the Ses Yimei Tshuva, but there are 4 days that you can't fast. Ha'ayu Beis Yom Rosh Hashanah. Don't fast the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos, that falls out in the middle. Ve'erev Yom Kippur, and Erev Yom Kippur, where there's a chiyuv to eat. Okay, so therefore, Misanin Tmuras and Dalad Yom Bimei Aslichis Shekoidim Rosh Hashanah. So in lieu of the 4 days that we're going to be missing, that we can't fast during the Ses Yimei Tshuva, instead, we're going to fast 4 days before Rosh Hashanah comes during the days of times of Slichas. Dahenu Yom Echad of Slichas, meaning the first day of Slichas, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Oid Beis Yomim Bein Nisayim, and 2 other days, Ubaychim B'yom Beis Zehayin. Usually one chooses Monday and Thursday of Slichas. Vim Iru Lahem Sudas Mitzvah. Now let's say during one of those days you had a Sudas Mitzvah that you were chayiv to eat, like a bris or a pigeon. You can eat, and you fast a different day to make up for that day that you missed. Or if you know that you have a Sudas Mitzvah that you're going to be eating by, you can fast before the Sudas Mitzvah, you can fast the day in lieu of the day that you're going to be eating for Sudas Mitzvah. You can do it in advance. Sif Gimel, Sif Yud Gimel. Noigin Leilech be'er Rosh Hashanah achat tefilas shachis lebeis hakfaris. The minig is to go in Erev Rosh Hashanah after davening to the cemetery, l'shtateach al kivrei tzaddikim, in order to daven oneself by the kvarim, the graves of the tzaddikim. V'noisnim sham tztokel aniyim, and also the custom was to give their tztokel to aniyim. U'ma'abim tachnunim, and we say many supplications, lo'eres ha-tzadikim ha-kadoshim, in order to awaken the holy tzadikim asher ba'aretz hema, that are buried there in the cemetery, she'amlitzu toi ba'adeinu b'yom ha-din, that they should say good things on our behalf when it comes to yom ha-din, they should push our case. V'gam achmes shuhu mokam kruis ha-tzadikim, and also, because it's a place where the tzadikim are buried, ha-mokam hu kadosh v'toi. The place has more spiritual purity, and therefore the tefillas are more accepted there. The place where a person's daven also has a function as to how the tefillas will go up to Shemayim, and the more holier place that you're davening by, the better the tefillas will go up. And so therefore, a place where the tzaddikim are buried, that certainly is a place of kedusha where the tefillas will have more power to rise and do their job. Because it's holy ground. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do a chesed for the people who are davening in the schus of the tzaddikim who are buried there. But one should not put his focus as if he's approaching the people who are nifted, who are buried there. Because that would be an issa of v'doyei shel ha'meisim, that you're asking the people who are dead for something. We only ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things. The people who are nifter, they can help intercede on our behalf to help and put in a good word to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we don't ask from them to do the job. We ask directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should help us. You should ask Hashem that he should have mercy on you in the merit of the tzaddikim who are buried there. When one goes to the Beis HaKvaris, if you didn't see the Kvarim for 30 days, there's a special bracha to make. Shabala kever, and when one comes to the kever, yesh le leimer, you should say, yihi ratzayin shetei menuchasai shal plaini hakava poi b'chavoid l'schusa yamid li. You should say, yihi ratzayin, that the menucha of, should say the name of the person who's buried there, and should be, his schus should help me. Shemesim yada ala kever, when someone would, if he would put his hand on the kever, yesh losum yad smali dafka la yamina, you should put your left hand, not your right hand. Is a pasuk. You say the pasuk v'nochacha Hashem tamid v'zbiya b'tzachzach isnashecha v'atzmeisecha yachlitz v'ayisak agan rove k'maytzamayim ashalay yachazu meimav tishkav b'shalom v'sishon b'shalom adbay menachem mashmiya shalom. K'shemaisim yodai, and so when you put your hand on the kever, yachavin the pasuk v'nochacha. You should have in mind that this pasuk v'nochacha that we said sheish by tesvav tevis has 15 words in it. Kaminyan kishrei yads, the same number 15 as the amount of joints in a person's hand, each finger having three joints. Ein leilech al kever echad shtei pamim b'yom echad. Dari says that one should not visit the same kever twice in a day. If he went in the morning to daven by a kever, he should not come back in the afternoon and go to the same kever. Hakari ksav shal gabei matseva. If someone reads the inscription that's on the tombstone, if the writing is a protruding writing, kashla shikha, that's something which causes a person to forget things. Uskula leima avarabam ad liyached chabiyava. And a skula to bring back that lost memory retention by reading the writing on the kever, the skula to gain that back would to say avarabam until yached chabiyava. Again, the issue is only when the ksav is protruding. However, therefore, the minig in Klal Yisrael is the matzevis, the ksav, the writing is indented. It's not a protruding. The letters aren't protruding. The letters are formed by carving out and leaving an indentation. And it's for that very reason, because then if someone reads the inscription on the kever, they wouldn't have a problem of shikha, of forgetting their Torah. Be'er Rosh Hashanah nagu kulam lis'anais ad acha mincha. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, everyone has a minig to fast until after mincha time. Sha'az ta'imin eze davar shaloi likanis li'yam tov k'shum u'una. Because that, after mincha, then people eat something, so they shouldn't go into the yam tov Rosh Hashanah all starving and hungry and afflicted from the tannis. Really, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is that you don't have to be mashlim the tannis. Usually, when you have a tannis that you don't have to complete, you don't have to be mashlim, that means that you have to fast until chatzos. However, while a person's fasting, if he would be davening mincha in certain situations, he would be able to say aneinu. So therefore, a lot of times the minig was to daven before the fast was broken, so then a person could say aneinu in his tefillah. But if a person's not going to be saying aneinu during his tefillah, so then many places can say that it's not a problem to eat after chatzos. You don't have to wait till after mincha. Continues the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. V'chol ayoyim, and the whole day yasek b'Torah v'mitzvahs of a tshuva. Person should busy himself with Torah and mitzvahs and doing tshuva. Mikol shekem avoyis various shebein adam l'chaver. And certainly tshuva between for various there between a person and his fellow man, because that we need to get mechila from a person. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mechil you for the part that the other person that you wronged is upset about. That you need mechila from the person himself. The lo yamtin at erev yom kippurim, you should not wait to ask mechila till erev yom kippur. Al yakdim esatzma hayoyim levakish mechaver mechila. But you should go early and you should make sure to do it today on erev Rosh Hashanah, and make sure to get mechila from your friend. I mean, very simple. If a person has a court case, and he's faces serious charges, so does he say, okay, we'll just, you know, do a half job defending ourselves, and that's not a problem, because if we lose and we're found guilty, so then we'll go do an appeal, and then we'll really work hard and really fight on the appeal process really strongly. Obviously, that doesn't make too much sense. If you're going to end up having to fight, might as well do it right the first time, and you don't want to gamble and have a bad sentence and then try to overturn it. So therefore, the Eitz of the Kisei Shulchan Aruch is, of course, we're looking to get a good chasin, a good ksiva toiva. We want to make sure to be written for a good year. So why have all these averes get written up as if we have all those tickets and charges on us, and then in the middle of Erev Yom Kippur or in the middle of Aseres Metshuva, get Mechila, have those fall out, and then come and have to have the Cheshbon done over again, right? Get it right the first time, and get and go into Yom HaDin with the least amount of averes that, you know, without any averes, but certainly getting Mechila for the averes that you can. Again, of course, the reason why in Shulchan Aruch this halacha of asking mechila is brought about by Erev Yom Kippur is because Kav Yochol, Kosh Baruch Hu, can't be meichel you for something that you harmed your friend, and then you hurt your friend with. He could be meichel on the part that's been Adam l'makoim, but Kosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochol, can't be meichel on the part that's been Adam l'chaveroi, so you need to get mechila from your friend. So if a person Chalila did an aveira against his friend and harmed him, you know, the day after Rosh Hashanah, he still has to make sure to get a mechila before Erev Yom Kippur, because we have to be in a matzav where Kosh Baruch Hu could be matara us, he can be meichel us, ke'ilu we're going to be holding back Kosh Baruch Hu from doing his ratzon of being matara us and forgiving us for all our aveiras if we didn't get the mechila bin adam l'chaveroi. So that's why the halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Pesach by Erev Yom Kippur. But as an Eitzah Toiva, to get a good chasima, don't wait till then. Do it earlier. Do it before Rosh Hashanah. Sif Tesvav. Mechab sinu mestaprin be'erev Rosh Hashanah l'chavid Yom Tov. We wash our clothes and we take haircuts and Erev Rosh Hashanah l'chavid Yom Tov. Yesh li zor legaleach koydim chatzais hayayim. And you should be careful to take a haircut before chatzais. He's going with the opinion of the Ari that was makbid not to take a haircut after chatzais. However, on Erev Shabbos as well. However, certainly one could go to mincha katana, because then it's not a shayla like doing a malacha before mincha, where we say to mincha katana is not a problem. And really the minhag is to do it all day long, certainly if a person has someone reminding him to go to shul, so he won't miss davening, so really the haircut could be taken all day long. It's just on Erev Pesach that there's an issa to take a haircut after chatzais, because that's the time that hakrovas carbon Pesach, so therefore there's an issa malacha, and that's why we don't like to take a haircut then. But when it comes to Erev Shabbos, so since it's nicker that the haircut is for covered Shabbos Kodesh, it's not like you're doing other work, so therefore even the whole day, if need be, a haircut can be taken. The Tivlin, the Livshin, Big Day Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. And we Tivl in the Mikvah, and we wear Big Day Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Tefillah should be Lechatchila after Chatzais, but he brings the Chaya Adam if in case of need. It could be done even an hour before Chatzais if the need makes it a requirement. But certainly one shouldn't do it early in the morning if he can do it, he should be doing it later. So we do this that we are trusting in the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyotzi l'or mishpatenu, that he will give us a good judgment. Sifta Zayin. Na'igin la'asayis hataris nedarim be'erev Rosh Hashanah. The minig is to do hataris nedarim on erev Rosh Hashanah. V'aremez, and the hint to that is, it says by hataris nedarim in the Torah, the pasuk is lo yachel devari kechol. He has to do everything that a person says, every neder he makes, he has to do. So, lo yachel dvaray kechoil is seifei tervis elu. Umi she'enu meivin mashu aimib lashon ha'kodesh. And if someone doesn't understand the nusach of Hataras Nadarim that he's saying in lashon kodesh, yaimib lashon ashkenaz. He should say it in the other language. He should say it in a language that he understands, kamoishu meivin. Now, be'emes, when it comes to Hilchos Hataras Nedarim, there are a lot of criteria in order to be Mateh Neder. It's not something that anyone can do. You need to be a Talmud Chacham. You have to understand what a Pesach is and what a Charata is. You have to find a reason why the person, had he known of this or thought of this issue, then he wouldn't have made the neder at the time that he did. What the reason why he made the neder wouldn't have overwritten the reason why he shouldn't have made the neder, and so therefore what he said was really a mistake, and he must say the neder to the dayanim what it was about, etc. There are a lot of halachas involved, which pretty much none of them. Or very few of them are met in the Nusach HaTorah Nedarim that we say on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, the Paiskim, Rabbi Yashiv and others, they point out that if a person made a real neder, don't think for 1 minute that the HaTorah Nedarim that said on Erev Rosh Hashanah has any value in order to get rid of your neder. The value that it does have is there are certain things that if you didn't do it as a neder, but in halacha they view that as a quasi neder. For example, if someone does an haggah toiva 3 times, he does a certain mitzvah takes on a certain chumrah, and he does it 3 times, or he does it once with the intention of doing it on an ongoing basis. So that's a ka'ein neder. That's like a neder. It's not a full fledged neder. He didn't use the lashon neder or one of the other lashonis that would be considered a neder. He just did this thing, and therefore it's considered like it's a neder. So that Hataras Nedarim does help when a person says he has charata for doing that, and that would take off any issue of that quasi neder. But it doesn't help for something that is a true neder. Sometimes people, they say, oh, you know, I said I was going to give tzedakah. I made a neder. I said I promised I'm going to give certain tzedakah, and now I want to do hatar on it. Any neder, that this won't work for hatar tzedakah. We don't have a shana. But even to be mati neder for tzedakah is a very chumra thing. It's something that's come out never done, even by a regular. The halachas of hatar tzedakah, that's something that most often does not would not be allowed, but each situation of course is unique, and one should ask a paisik with his circumstances. As well, what it says in the Nusaf Chatas Nedarim about that any future nedarim that you make shouldn't be considered a neder. That also is not so posh in halacha. A lot of opinions that argue on that and say that it doesn't work in Mamis Lachatchila. Certainly, we're not samech on that. So. Again, why there's these lashonis are used? I think it's more to keep people apprised of the seriousness of saying a lashon of a neder, etc. But if a person made a real neder, he should speak to a competent paisik about that and not rely at all on that Taras Nedarim that's made on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes a woman wants to send her husband. Or a husband wants to say a Taras Nedarim in shul for his wife or his children, his girls. The halacha is in Hilchos Nedarim that for a wife, a husband could be a shliach for his wife to get a Taras Nedarim, because we say that ishto kegufa, it's like himself. And so therefore, some people, it's not required, but some people have a minig when they get up to say a Taras Nedarim, they say they're not only saying it on their behalf, but they're saying it on their wife's behalf as well, as a shliach from their wife, and because the wife told them to do it, and therefore the Torah will apply for both of them. And again, this helps for the issue of if someone took on a chumrah or something during the year, and he didn't use the word b'li neder specifically, so that this is something that would take care of that. However, for his daughters, he shouldn't do that, because we don't say the daughter's like your goof, and you can't be a shliach. If someone didn't do a Taras Nedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah, he should do it during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Another some more halachas with a Taras Nedarim is you need 3 men who are adults. But for a Taras Nedarim, they could be kraven, they could be related to one another. Normally, when it comes to Chayshin Mishpat, based in the dayanim can't be related to one another, but for Taras Nedarim, relatives are acceptable. Some people ask, in order to quicken things up, rather than having one person say the nusach at a time and then each person switching off, can you get instead 6 people and have 3 people say it together while 3 people are the dayanim and are sitting, and then have that group switch and do it again, so you're only really saying the nusach twice, as opposed to the common minig where you get 4 people together, one person says at a time and they each switch off, in which case you're saying the Nusach four times, it takes obviously twice as long at least. Even though in Shulchan Aruch it says that a group could be matir together, a few people could be matir the neder at once, what that's referring to is if a few people made the same neder and have the same Pesach and Harata, so they can go and get the Hatara at the same time. Obviously, when it comes to the Hataras Nedarim that we do, each person has his own Hanhagas Tavis that he accepts in, etc., and the reason why they want to not continue with them is different for each person, so therefore it's not appropriate to do the 6-3-3 method of Ataras Nedarim. Rather, that's why the Minhag in Klal Yisrael is to do one person at a time. The Lechem Aponim on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch here is referred to in Hilchos Nedarim, where in Hilchos Nedarim it says that Nazir Shimshin can't be... There's no heter, there can't be matir neder on Nazir Shimshin. And here, in the Nusach that we say on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we say, afilu for Nazir Shimshin, there should be, we're asking for Hatar. So how could that be? So the Lechem Aponim has a few answers he brings down from his grandson. One answer is that if the Malach made someone a neder, a Nazir Shimshin, so then you can't do Hatar. But if the if someone made his son a Nazir Shimshin from the womb, so that a person, the father, can be matir neder. So there are certain types of Nazir Shimshins that can be turned over, as well as some say that's only you can't Nazir Shimshin that can't get hatar. That's only if the person started acting and doing the halachas of Nazir Shimshin. But if the person didn't start doing the halachas of Nazir Shimshin, so then also it could be turned over. Also, his third teretz is that if a person says that if I don't do such and such, I'm going to be a Nazir Shimshin, that type of neder is allowed to be turned over. Meaning the Torah of being a Nazir Shimshin can't be changed, but to say that if I don't do this, I'm going to be a Nazir Shimshin, that type of statement can, a Torah can work for that. Kol Tov.